Forum, together with me today again in our studio, in our transatlantic studio, is Professor Koscheck, University of Maribor in Slovenia. Hi, Marco.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Florian. Hope everything is fine in America.
Everything is fine in Florida, actually, to be specific.
Okay.
Yes, the weather is rainy, but
okay.
So
here in Europe at the moment, or at least in this part of Europe, Slovenia, we have perfect summer weather, already hot, looking forward to some summer holidays on the Croatian coast soon.
On the Croatian coast, you are going again, as usual, every summer to the island of Vis, right?
Indeed, indeed.
Right.
Indeed. Very Dalmatia, good. Dalmatia.
Dalmatian coast. Okay. So, yes, now that we mentioned Dalmatian coast, we also want to add something here very interesting. Our biomedical program will have in the future also a portion of it, which will be dedicated to the biomedical treatments in the Mediterranean style, and the location will be split. In Dalmatia. In other words, it's just across the water of the island of Vis where you're going.
Absolutely.
All right, so
it's a ferry of 2 hours, basically, but always the departure port is split.
All right. So very good. So today, so we are dedicating our episode today, as usual, to the health and life of our American veterans, and trying to give them the information about what biomedicine can do for their life and for their health, and how to improve all kind of chronic degenerative disease, which we call CDDs, and so on. And today we'll be talking about something very interesting. It's called the biomedical cure, a social event. That is the title of today's episode. So the reason why we choose this title or this particular thematic is because from the beginning of our episodes, we want to give our audience the impression and the idea that we are not talking about a strict medical time spent in a hospital, in a sterile environment, and just plagued every day by medical visits and nurses and so on. We are talking about a biomedical cure, which is in the reality the best possible hybrid or connection between medical and vacation. And that's why we chose this biomedical cure, a social event, because we want to give the idea, the impression that this is not something which you, it's something you want to look forward to. It's something
where
you want to go and say, I'm going to spend my summer vacation, but yes, I'm going to do something for my health.
Yeah, it proves to be the fact that unless patient is enjoying, it should not be something where you suffer or where you would be, you know, pressed, be it physical or in this case, this means a combination of some, of course, activities, which of course require certain time frame. For instance, you start early in the morning and then you finish with like after the noon with these treatments. But then in the between and afternoon, it's also time for relaxation, talk with your colleagues, with your patients, with your family if you bring it. So this proves to bring also the best the results in the treatment. Absolutely, it's kind of interdisciplinary and diversified activities which gives the best results.
Right. And going to the core has also a special historical development at its roots. In the 19th centuries, even 18th centuries, the British people used to go to develop that so-called the Grand Tour, when they were traveling in group of 2-3 friends or colleagues or even family members to different locations full of sun, like they didn't have on the British Islands, you know, south of Italy, south of Spain, and so forth. And they will take that vacation in a small group. In other words, they will not travel by themselves. They will be like a club going on a tour together, and they will have their own friends, companions, and so on, and exchange experiences and so forth. It was also probably for security reasons, probably also for different other reasons, so to speak, but it was initiated at that time when they will go on different such locations. Some of them turn to be of health importance. There will be mineral springs in different locations in the Pyrenees, old Roman traditional spa or places and so forth, and they will take those courses together. That will be a little bit of the historical way how those medical vocations did start.
Well, if I speak from the perspective of very small country, which is Slovenia, you see two types of, let's say, travel were in the past. One was pilgrimage, so people were traveling for the religious reasons, and the second was one was already they were looking for some health treatment. And yeah, in some occasions of Slovenian spas, which are among the best developed here in Europe, I would say many spas were and the healing water was discovered by chance. People, observed in the locality something is coming out of the earth. Animals were bathing there. They start to taste some mineral water, which brings some positive effects. And this is how then all this developed through centuries, probably now into the into the most important tourism product of the country. 40% of all tourism income comes through the spas in Slovenia, basically, and through the balneology treatments, different kinds, of course.
Yes, of course, because you are going to spend a good time. You are going to spend your 2-3 weeks vacation, but if you know that the particular environment where you have been before has a very important positive influence on your health, of course you're going to come back, because you do not have that phenomenon, you do not have that positive action home. So you are actually traveling for that effect to those locations. Right. Yes, and as you said, I mean, those initial discoveries were well known in the small geographic areas.
Yes.
And then visitors were coming, they were picking up on that, they were going home, telling their friends and their relatives, and the name spread.
At the beginning, this was used and visited by locals. In locality, you just travel there like in the afternoon, and of course then the voice went around and it spread the good and positive messages, and of course not just locally people, but people from first of all neighboring destinations would come, and after all, of course, also from the international international guests. And nowadays it's more than half of visitors to Slovenian spas, and I would say also in other countries, coming from the international level,
So that brings me back to the Roman times, when at Puteoli in the Bay of Naples, where they had those, and they still have today, of course, the mud, the little mud volcanoes, and the sulfur gases, and the caves with the fumes, with the gases coming out. And they had, and they still have, of course, the thermal little pools, the thermal little springs with hot water. And the Romans used to go from all over the place 2,000 years ago to take baths in summer, to go in there also in winter when it was cold and so on, to spend time in those environments where the nature was actually delivering, if you want to call it, signals of health. So in other words, they were going there, and the word would spread between the friends, and then people with gout, people with different rheumatic conditions, people with even digestible problems will discover on themselves and from the folklore tales that those are areas where you could expect health improvement.
Absolutely. Right. Well, it is right, as you said, Romans were bringing spas to the very sophisticated level. Yeah. But of course, then later on, through the centuries, this was not maybe also because of the religious reasons seen as a activity which people would really go for, because it was like somehow and sometimes covered in a mist that's maybe not right. Moral or whatever. But indeed, after all these times, I think now we are clear that this is absolutely important for future, and for those who wish to improve their health, spas are absolutely, I think, one of the things to experience, and I'm sure that there must be some positive results.
Marco, next subject in here, which in the same core being a social event, more close to your activity, actually, let's talk for a couple of minutes about the difference between individual small group travel and mass tourism, because I believe that after the pandemic, this is something remarkably important.
Absolutely. I believe that, you see, although many spas are nowadays happening in, let's say, bigger hotels, capacity and the economy of spas was based on the volume also. But especially balneo treatment and specialized programs like detox, slimming, special gastronomy cures are tailor-made. So basically means that they are specially designed for individual. Right. And it is absolutely clear that these products will somehow survive only with a high quality and for the individual guest. Of course, if we are talking about bathing and some leisure activities in the pools, there is still a volume of people which is visiting this. But we are talking about the program where you actually enjoy your kind of treatment for improving your health condition, to improve your immune system. So this is then absolutely designed, as I said, in terms of tailor-made product for the individual client.
Yeah, and the core itself, the biomedical core in itself is absolutely ideal for the so-called small group traveling.
Yes.
Because as the entire episode today goes, the cores are never, of course you can go individually. Of course, if you don't have family or friends or you want to be just yourself, of course you can do that and there's nothing wrong about it. But a majority of the public, majority of people going will definitely go with somebody in the family, with his friends, will talk, will discuss with friends in advance. Let's go together over there. I discovered that incredible area or place in there, and I want you to see it, and we want to have a good time together. So the small group traveling will definitely replace mass tourism in the future, as we so many times talked about it, because of what happened with the pandemics.
That's right.
So in other words, nobody of those big hotels you are talking about and big centers and resorts, of course, they are more interested to see small, qualified, very interested groups of people coming repeatedly to the core versus, you know, 5-6 buses invading the hotel and literally taking the station apart.
Absolutely.
You know, it's no, we are not talking there in mass tourism, neither of quality, nor of a superior product.
Absolutely.
And naturally, it's a, as you would say, because this is your specialty, it would be a tremendous impact on the host.
Yeah. Well, from my observation here, I could say that the maximum number of patients which are treated, for instance, the program could be either for 14 days or 3 weeks, are 30. They are very carefully and specially designed, and at the moment, in one, let's say, program of 14 days, only 30 patients could be accommodated. At the moment, this is the capacity. Of course, if there'll be, let's say, demand, I think that this could be, of course, shifted. But this just tells you, as you said, there is very personal treatment. It's very special diet for each, which is prepared. You are doing the exercises under supervision of the physicians, again, in very small groups. And you are then exercising outdoor, walking, doing like Nordic walk or whatever, again in very small groups. So it is always that it's kind of personal and very special, designed for individual patient.
And in particular, because we are talking about the interaction between the medical treatment and non-medical treatment, the importance, the need to organize that in the smallest possible detail, it's exactly what makes the quality superior to the mass tourism.
Mm, absolutely.
Okay, because not one meal fits all, or we have today 5-6 meals, unless you pick and choose. It's a very tailored, very precisely designed program, because you have also the doctors involved. You have also the medical prescription involved in there. So the interest to detail, it's colossally more important than in the mass tourism.
That's absolutely right. And also the let's say the volume of people which are coming, you see, it is kind of pre-announced. You should register so that you basically got the term where you will get the treatment, and this is all carefully planned in a way that this, let's say, number is somehow matched, and there are not more than, let's say, 30-40 patients at the same time, because
pretty
then
much,
you get very personal treatment.
Yeah, pretty much reservation only.
Pre-agreed kind of.
Yes.
Of course, you are doing all this under the prescription of doctors.
Yeah.
Your personal doctor is sending you there, and then you are in the hands of the doctor, which is in the spa. And of course, there are all exams, tests before you start the treatment. Of course, it happens also that maybe some people cannot, go fully in under the program. There are certainly also the moments where some people are quitting. Let's be frank. But basically, if you are preparing, if you are also mentally ready for this, then it is, as I said, a very positive effect also.
Right. So I'm trying to touch on the next step in here on my little program, saying Cour Reunion, coming together into a spa location, or coming together into a town, into a village, into a community where you have been before with friends. So the whole idea is also, when you organize the vacation, it's actually like a friends reunion.
It is.
And as we said before, coming back into the same spot, because that is actually the one of the characteristics, one of the key characteristics of the Balneo Medical Cour, is returning to the Cour. And Professor Resch would say always, it's the returning to the boot camp. You are going back to
the
location. Yes, you are going back to the place which worked on you before, With results, obviously you had to go home, but now you are returning back for more. In other words, to be reprogrammed again, to be refocused again, and to see how your treatment from before is now actually continuing and it's reprogramming you. So reunion on the core, it's an important issue.
It is. Well, people are traveling to this maybe sometimes as two friends or a family. And if just one from the family is taking the cure, the rest of the family is taking the leisure part of the cure or the program, which is in the spa, also available, of course. You can, of course, bath, you can go to sauna, you can go to all kinds of beautification programs, but you are not doing this medical part, which is, of course, important for those who want to improve that health condition. So it is different dimensions. You also meet people there who actually you don't know. They are in the same desired situation that they want to improve their health condition. Of course, you are socializing, you are discussing their issues. By this, you are supporting each other, and this is also important. It is part of the social kind of recovery, because the tempo which we are living nowadays, the pace of life, it's we know what, you know, there is much slower. You can think about your lifestyle, and by this, of course, exchanging experience with doctors and colleagues, patients, you could find the better way for your own path forward.
Right. And you are meeting friends, and you are meeting, as you said, people for the first time, the other patients and or biomedical patients. You are obviously automatically knowing them, making friends, and then you will be looking forward to see them again next year or in six months or whenever they come. And it's like that is the biomedical core. It's also like a focus of reunion between those people. Okay, and that brings me to the next subject in here, saying taking the core in a group. Mm-hmm. In other words, whatever that core is, it's a mineral water core, it's a mud core, it's a salt water pool core, or it's a combination of several cores together. It will be more or less taken in a small group. In other words, you're not by yourself. You have your friends and people you know who participated before, and they are participating now in the same program. So it is, you are taking the core in a group, in people you know, people who are, you know, happy to be there. That's the point. My point is that when you go to such a biomedical core, it is inevitably a happy event.
It is. At the end of the day, you meet friends, and many people are somehow, agreeing, okay, next treatment we do together, because you maybe become very friendly with somebody who is also important for your improvement of your health kind of condition. So basically, they agree, next year we do this term, next year we can do this term. So basically, it is also through this a kind of additional social, enrichment and motivation that basically you, through again discussion, through learning about other people's issues, challenges, make yourself better. So this is also many examples of this kind, of course, normally, and the most, this is the family event. People are bringing family or partner, and then one is having treatment, the other one is relaxing, enjoying. So these are the patterns, I would say, more
right. And we have to say also at this moment the one of the most important characteristics of those biomedical course is that you are not busy all day long. And I think that you made a point before, you're not busy all day long and every day with a medical program. The course is spread over several weeks, as you said, 2-3 weeks, even longer. And in between, there will be special little excursions, special little events will be incorporated in your program, like just talking about some Italian village. They have pretty much to particular times of the year, particular festivals, particular local, you know, big events where those biomedical guests will be actually participating, will be there, will have something remarkably happening, and or they will go on the mountains if they can. They will go boating, swimming. They will do anything like that, and so on. So it's not just a medical thing. It's a very complex vacation / medical activity. Right.
Absolutely. You see, in all these programs are including the walk, so walking.
Yes.
As I mentioned before, Nordic walking. Or it could be just simple walk through the forest. You enjoy the forest bath, just listening birds, you see. But then on this trip, then you pass maybe farm, where you can get glass of local drink or some homemade bread, or you pass vineyards, you stop in a vineyard cottage, you taste some good local wine, you maybe take a bottle of wine with you and then share it with the group in the evening, so forth. And it means that all what destination offers, you discover some natural cultural heritage of the destination, and you get some educational evidence of where you are. So basically, it is also a little bit of mental enrichment of the area where you are based, and this all makes pleasant combination of, let's say, 2-3 weeks stay.
Right, and the sharing of the biomedical experience in the group, in the small community of the biomedical travelers or tourists, if you want to call them, it's also reflected in the motivation. In other words, if you meet your friends in there and those people are taking together with you the core, the entire structure of the biological rehabilitation, you will inevitably share your experience with them. How did that work on you in the past? How do you feel now? And that is automatically a high degree of motivation. In other words, when I'm doing something all by myself, and this is typical for everybody, all human beings are the same, you know, yes, you have to force yourself to do it. Like I'm talking about a workout, I'm talking about the stationary bike or the rowing machine or whatever. Yes, you try to motivate you, but it's a lot of stress in there to try to force yourself to accomplish your 45 minutes, your hour, whatever, 15 minutes. What that doesn't matter. What matters is that you have to work on yourself to do that. Now, when in company of people doing the same thing, the motivation replaces the negative stress, if you would like to call that way, or the pressure what you have to exercise on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that we everybody experience the situation where you want yourself, I don't know, maybe to slim or whatever, and you start jogging and you start to do the, you know, reduce the food and things. But when you are doing this in a group or in a family or with a colleague, with a partner, I mean, it is much easier. If you are running alone, sometimes could be very hard. If you are walking with a group of 4 or 5 people, you don't even know that you're walking, but you are chatting, you're talking, and it happens, 2 hours are passed and you did a lot of positive things for yourself and even didn't notice that this was the pressure on you, but you enjoyed it. So this is absolutely also, you mentioned when you are in the in the gym, you know, there are some exercises which are of course hard, you know, especially for people who are not physically active and they don't have kind of regular habits to do that. But of course, the beginning, if you are do it in the group, everybody will support you, will stimulate, will motivate you, and it's much easier to, let's say, wrestle to first week, and then the second week it's already easier, you see, and this becomes a lifestyle. And this is why I believe also people decided to come back, to return to these treatments, and on the long run and in long terms, this is the only way to really make positive things. Not just one treatment will make you, I don't know, perfect. No way.
Yes,
but
yes.
you should in a way, yeah, in a row, in a couple of years, achieve some stage and keep it. So basically, it requires all change of lifestyle for the next, let's say, period of your life, basically.
Returning to the tour is, as we mentioned before, it's one of the most important characteristics of the Balneo Medical Corps. Returning to that place, returning to continue,
yes,
to
yes,
the proverbial boot camp of Professor Resch. So it's super important that the patient understands the meaning of coming back to the same, if you want to call it, to the same source of health, right? Because first time when you go in there, it's a matter of adaptation, it's a matter of discovery, it's a matter of everything is new. Everything has to be somehow pre-programmed in your way of thinking and so on. And this is when you are making the initial discovery of the impact of that Balneo Medical Corps on your own system. Okay. Even for people who are not introverted, who are not having the magical inside of the body eye to observe, to be paranoid, to observe everything going on around them, even those people, the less sensitive ones, will discover that after, you know, the 1 week, 10 days being on a core, you are acting and feeling different than before.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So now, if I will be comparing the 10 days of Balneo Medical Corps in a balneological spa area and the resort, how do I compare that with Europe in 10 days tour, where,
yeah,
I'm going like a mad person from capital in another?
Absolutely right.
You know,
absolutely.
By the end of 10 days, Europe in 10 days, I'm rather ready for the madhouse, or
yes,
I will be so stressed.
You forget
out
where you have been for the previous 9 days, basically, you know.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I mean, this is like kind of slow, very personal treatment.
Right.
Which also needs and requires that you concentrate, that you take time, that you go easy, that you think about your life in a way, and find some small things in the destination, in the spa. Maybe you will find a very friendly personnel, and some people are,
yeah,
coming back because of that particular physician who is doing well for you, or some doctor who is,
yes,
you know, becoming your friend. Not, he's not doctor anymore, you see, or even,
right,
some waitress who will serve you with the perfect local food, and so on, you know. So basically these are small details which matters, and this also makes people satisfied, and these are the reasons why people are coming back. Beside, of course, the evidence, and this is tested. You will be tested at the beginning, you will be tested at the end, and results, believe me, I did it myself, unbelievable. You are a different person. You are a different person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, you need to take it seriously. You need to somehow decide, should be determined that this is what I will do, and then it is not a big deal, you know.
I think that returning to the core is probably, for me, the most important part of the entire complex, because it's if I would consider going back to the same location year for year, or say twice a year, mm-hmm. right? I am already anticipate. I know what to anticipate.
Yeah.
It's a second home from home.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm becoming familiar with the area. Next time when I go in there, I know the little shortcuts through the community, the little areas to visit. I will be enjoying again the little restaurants in the farmhouses and the soups and so on. So in other words, or the trip through the mountains or the particular view, like in your background in here. Same little chapel on the top of the mountain where I can see the value for the valley for tens of miles around me and so on. So it once you become familiar with the area, it does help a lot psychologically.
Yes.
And then you realize, and then you are starting adding to your degree of healing, to your degree of promoting your health, you are starting adding different dimensions. So first was the recommendation of the doctor. Go there, the air is good for your lungs, the you know, cuisine, whatever, the food, the atmosphere is better for you, and so on, to de-stress. Now you go a second time, a third time over there, there is another psychological effect to that.
Absolutely.
And that psychological effect adds into the increasing of your well-being. Well, so the second return to the core, the third return to the core, it's where the positive influence is right palpable on the first day when you are back.
Absolutely.
That's why the patient will say, I feel already much better being here, arriving yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that is pure psychological.
It's already, indeed, it's already your body's mentally improving because you know that you're coming to some, let's say, positive experience.
Exactly.
And,
exactly. That's an unimaginable positive clicking or turning your clock in your body to say,
right.
Okay, I already anticipate the enjoyment. I already know that this is good for me. So if I know in advance that this will have a phenomenal positive effect on me, the effect will be way higher.
Absolutely.
The entire thing will going to turn into a success just because I'm anticipating the success.
That's right. So, it is also true that maybe you will not find place which suits you the best at the first place. Maybe you will need to change.
I was about
or,
to say
or,
that.
Or, yes. Yeah. You will need to change, or you will not, now you need to find what suits you the best. Of course, there are, you know, many spas which offers very similar cures, but
correct.
You see,
yes.
One is really where I enjoy, where I feel at home, and then when this clicks happens, this is the right place probably for you also.
Right. So in other words, visit, and that's a very important point. Visit or have your cure or discuss the cure with your doctor of going to maybe 2-3 different centers in the same area. Offering the same program, giving you the same health benefits, and then you may decide yourself that the atmosphere in that community is probably the best what you can expect, and that's where you are going to go again and again and again.
Since you are also directed to these centers by your personal doctor, and this means that this doctor would know the indications in each spas, which will be as a choice.
Yes.
Means that he will be able to, of course, she will be able to give you the best kind of option, or two or three options. But then the final decision is yours, and it's based under really kind of, I would say, really Am I really feeling here nice? Is it this where I want to spend my time and also money, of course? And am I feeling well? And this right. is then the moment when, of course, you say, okay, right. this is it.
It's, you know. It's the psychological effect of yeah. of returning to the place, and it's also the psychological effect of planning your return, yeah. because as we yeah. know. In the process, and again, I don't want to repeat the same example of my great-grandmother to Biarritz in Biarritz, but people will have, they had in the past, now it's much easier with the emails and so on and phone calls and stuff, but they used to have a whole correspondence between those core friends year-round planning their next core. And everybody will say, well, when we come back together then and then, I heard that they have a festival somewhere there. I heard that they have a show somewhere. Let's go and have that. So in other words, it's another psychological mental preparation of the event even before you return to the core, which also helps you home
yeah.
with your preparation for the core.
Absolutely. Well, look, everybody of us are planning our own vacations. And
yes,
for instance,
yes.
we mentioned at the beginning the island of Wis. You see, I'm going yes. there with the family for the last 15 years. And, yes. and now it's already 10 days before the departure. And I just already feel the vibes, you know, I'm looking forward. I know that I will meet some friends. I will meet the local fisherman who will give me the best fish there and blah, blah, blah. And this is part of the relaxation, and it is not treatment. I mean, it's leisure, but of course with the yeah. treatment there is additional dimension of being into the program, which really brings you the opportunity to improve your life condition, you know.
And in the mat, I was just about to say, while you are talking, you're already smelling the fish on the barbecue,
absolutely,
on the grill.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
From far away, you're just...
You already know how this couple of days at the beginning will go, then the middle, yeah. and then, of course, you just are dreaming again yeah. when I will be able to return, you see.
But that's that is exactly the psychological part of yeah. returning to the core.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
If you are familiar, and I cannot stress out more the importance of that, if you are familiar with the area which indeed has a positive, a measurable positive effect on your health, if you are familiar with that area, the core, the effect, the medical effect of the core will be amplified many times over.
Absolutely.
It's the perfect correlation between body and mind.
Yeah. And this is right. what all about the treatment. So
yes,
it is not
all,
just
all about,
your body,
about
but it's also your
treatment.
Your mind, you know.
Yes, your mind. It's very important, because I put my note in here to close all our episodes with that slogan from the Roman poet Juvenal. I will say it at the end, but anyway. So the last point I have in here, it's the family effect. Okay. Now, okay. Talk to me about the family effect.
Yeah. First of all, I think that we all value the family as the most important part of our lives. We are
that's
spending.
That's all we have, right?
That's all we have. Yeah.
That's right.
This is where you feel comfortable. This is your zone of comfort. This is your let's say community of support. Nobody will support you more than family. Also, that means that if you go on the treatment and bring the family, for some people could be mental support. As I said, there could be difficult moments. And, you know, some kind of discussion, motivation with your partner or maybe even with children would help you to overcome this. Of course, we know that if you will take these treatments for 14 days or 3 weeks and then come back and just go back on your let's say, old lifestyle, you will not do much. You need support from the family in terms of maybe some of your free time, maybe or on diet or whatever. And this is, again, where family is the closest and environment in which you will find this support. And this is important indeed for this continuity, a long-term kind of development where when you're at home, you basically continue this at least to the best possible. You cannot do the same as when you are in the spa, but still to the best what is possible. And again, when you feel that your battery is empty, you plan return trip, maybe again together with family. So I would say for somebody this could mean every year once, for some twice a year, for some maybe even more at the beginning, when you come into the stage that your level of let's say health or immune system is satisfactory from the point of tests. And of course then this still means that you should be thinking and not forgetting after you return home and just go into the diet or the lifestyle which will, you know, destroy everything what you built in 3 weeks or 1 month, you know, treatment. Yeah. So family is absolutely important factor, and understanding of the family members to the patients, I think, are really important elements of the cure indeed.
Yeah, it is also the support towards the motivation.
Yes.
Support of motivation. In other words, if you, classical example, if you are a smoker and your wife is telling you a million times that they don't smoke, stop smoking, blah, blah, blah. It is a motivation. It's not nagging. It's a motivation. Because as you said before, who are the people who care most of you in the world?
Yeah.
It's your family. So obviously, even your friends, okay, whatever friends we have and how they are, they may say one time, twice to you, don't do that. But after that, leave him alone. Your wife, your family will insist.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same thing, the family effect. You go with your member of the family, your wife, your husband, your kids. You go on this biomedical cure. And as you said before, they may not participate directly into the cure, but they will use the time to do Ausflug,
yes,
trips around,
yep,
the location and,
yep,
so on,
yep,
have activities, spend a good time. They were not going to sit in a hotel looking through the window waiting for you to come back. So in other words, there is a big buildup of support going on there. So, and those people in your family will want to come back too. They will also be the most, the closest observers of,
yes,
the positive effect of the
cure
on you.
Absolutely.
Okay. That would be the most objective way to see how you are getting better, how you feel better, how you act better. So in other words, that is the family motivation, and it's also the home program. Because when we are talking about the home program, and thank you for saying that before, it is not just the cure. It is not just the 2, 3, 4 weeks which you are spending there, 2, 3 times a year. It's what you think you can bring home.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, how you, in mini format, within the minutes, within the means of possibility, home, far away from that marvelous place of cure, what you can do home to help yourself until you go back.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So that's,
well,
family.
It is, I mean, the program is designed in the way that your family member could participate maybe in this, let's say, social afternoon part. Okay, when you have this treatment, exams, exercises, etc., then you are there as a patient. Family is doing, I don't know, bathing or is walking. But then in the afternoon, when the program is more relaxed, they would go there. And by, again, talking between other family members from other patients, it's again established kind of network and positive vibes where people find that this is family from, I don't know, your neighborhood. Many people found that they are coming from the same country or same place or not very distant place, and they just meet here and they become friends later on. And of course, it is also important, I believe, that family understand, get insight in what kind of treatment and cure is all this, so that they can better shape their lifestyles at home also, which is also important for everybody. In some cases, maybe some of the family members could start this as a voluntary, because these are the things which would certainly bring to everybody positive effects, you know. This is also important.
Yeah, it's the family-based support team.
Indeed.
Okay, so that would be another important aspect of the Balneo Cour. And to come specifically on our veterans, on the American veterans, there are so many communities in America where groups of veterans live close together, neighbors, or they know each other, they move to certain areas after they came out of the active duty and so on, and they spend time together. Those kind of mini groups of friends will be ideal to go together on such course. Because when they come back, they can build their little core place away from the core place. In other words, build a similar kind of group of support group, the people where they live, and learn how to improve their way, their life condition based on their experiences from the Balneo Medical Corps. And I'm not saying, you know, yes, you can have things and you cannot have things. Like if it's a mineral water, you're not going to be able to import mineral water. Don't worry about that. If it's a particular climate situation you are after and helps you, you may not have it. If it's a mountain area like you are there and the mountain, it's having a super positive effect on my lungs and my time, of course I cannot have it in south part of Florida.
Yeah.
So there are possibilities and possibilities. But if I can improve my diet, if I can improve my exercises, if I can improve my hygiene of sleep, if I'm learning how to relax and all those kind of things, those are all coming from the family group, from the family-based support group, which we are trying to talk about. And of course, particularly for the veterans who are a much closer community than the civilians. I don't want to say anything about that, but definitely they are closer together because they spent a special kind of a time together, and they are more united in their groups than the civilians. They will have a huge chance of forming those kind of support groups.
Yeah. Let's not forget that also on the in the cure, you know, with 30 people, you are becoming kind of community, small community each other, where also some kind of family qualities and attitudes are shared. You know, you are dining together, you are having breakfast together, you are exercising together, you do a lot of things together. And this is also, I would say, important. Okay, it is not your personal family, but still it is a different scope of the family, which I would also stress that it is important for the treatment, you know, and brings also positive effects
It's super important for the treatment because you understand that what is good for you is also good for my colleague, to my friend, to the person next to me, and I can see how this core is positively influencing him. So in other words, that is the same thing what happens to me. So it's a self motivation coming from the group in which I am.
Absolutely.
And building, and I would say, particularly because this is our veterans dedicated program, we will be talking in the future more about specifics of the veterans groups, which are, you know, different than the civilians and so forth. But at this moment, at this very point in discussion, the family based support group, okay. Mm. It's probably crucial for the veterans.
I absolutely agree.
So if there are means, and we will be talking later on about charitable programs and how to sponsor veterans who do not have the means to go to such phenomenal programs, they should always be a consideration of bringing the veteran with his spouse or somebody in the family, because that's part of his treatment.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. It is. Yeah. It is important, because this means motivation, this means support, this means security, this means everything, you know.
And it means also the continuancy of the treatment in a mini format home.
Yeah.
And the more I can transplant from the resort, from the spa resort to the patient's life home, the more I can do that, the bigger the success rate we're going to be.
That's right. That's right. In any case, I think that these elements are really important. People feel more secure. People feel safe. People will feel supportive, you know, so that somebody cares about them. And especially at the beginning, maybe this would be absolutely crucial to overcome maybe that first steps in the treatment.
Yes.
You know.
And for our audience in listening to our podcast and so on, what we are doing now at the beginning of our episodes for the Veteran Rehabilitation Program, we are trying to give our veterans the idea that the balneo medicine is a very unique, typical Western European part of medicine. Even if they don't find the word balneo medicine in Google, or they don't even know how to spell it.
Got to spell it, yeah.
I found difficult to see in the past to write anything with my computer, because the computer will correct me constantly in the matter of balneology. It will be the computer will fight me, literally fight me, okay? So in other words, I had to read 3-4 times whatever I was writing, because it was always any kind of other word, but not balneology. So even if you do not understand what that means, balneology, believe us, there is a magnificent program out there which can be responsible for a complete makeover of your health. Mm-hmm. Total makeover. In other words, is it such a thing possible? Yes, it's very possible. Because the biomedical program we are now talking about, it's a very complex, it's a universe by itself.
Yes.
Very complicated, very, very precisely designed. It's not a. It's having its miraculous influence on your health because of its vastness and complexity. And we are trying now in our initial podcast to give a general idea of what those kind of treatments can do. And this is our VRP, the Veteran Rehabilitation Program. This is our contribution to the service and to the sacrifices what our veterans are doing for our country and so forth. So this is a very important moment for us to be able to bring to them and to their health something which will be for everlasting in their life.
I was really personally sometimes doubting about all these effects you're talking about, you see, and that's why that was the reason why I tested myself personally to see and to be able to talk. And I cannot agree more than what you said. This is a change of lifestyle, which could and will bring you a new dimension in your lives. And I believe that it is worth trying. You cannot fail, even if you would say, okay, it's not for me. It could happen also this. Let's be, we are humans. But based on the experience, I can see that many people whom I met there are, you know, changing completely their future from the perspective of their private and professional lives, because it opens a new perspective.
Well, Marco, I thank you so much again for the hour of our discussion.
It's not it's difficult to believe that it's 1 hour is past. You see, it's so fast.
It's 1 hour, and I only have to publicly acknowledge my regrets that in the last 8 years of our conversations, every Sunday we did not do the recordings.
Yeah,
I think. we didn't have the pandemic, we didn't have the many other things were not lined up properly, but if we would have done that, we would have probably saved a lot of people.
Well, I just hope that this is for some, if it's possibly to change one life.
Yes. Yes,
it's enough. We did the job, you see.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure that there could be more who will somehow pay the interest, who will get interested. Okay, this is maybe something to worth to explore, and I'm looking forward then to also then in return see their reactions after they will get the treatment. So they should be speaking honestly and openly. Okay, this was something important for me or not. And I'm sure that we will have a lot of positive reactions then. You know.
And once just few veterans will enroll into such a program, the idea, the information will go out very fast, and the more veterans find out about such a possibility, such a life-changing possibility, the more could be saved and the more could be helped into ideal health for themselves individually.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Florian. Sunday. Thank you for all our listeners being with us. And I look forward to next program in, let's say, a couple of weeks or months. I'm sure that we can bring to them a lot of new and interesting information and ideas and stories and so forth.
And have a wonderful vacation on this.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Marco.
See you. Thank you.
Bye. Ciao, Marco. Bye.